6, landing Chamayiri.
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Astodita Sita Sri Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
同时呢，我也向我最值得崇拜的信士灵性导师，Om Vishnu Pad Astuta Shishma Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 的莲花族的尘土呢，自予呢无数的顶拜。
To all of our disciplined succession of spiritual masters and to all the assembled devotees.
向我们整个始祖传系的咕噜整体的顶拜，也向呢所有在座的奉献者的顶拜。
So today, before talking about Bhagavad Gita, we'll talk a little bit about Ekadasi, because today is Ekadasi.
今天我们在讲薄伽梵歌之前，先讲一点的话题就是呢 Ekadasi 这一个日子。
I know some of you know more about Ekadasi and some less, so I'll try to make the presentation in such a way that it won't be boring for those of you who know more.
那么我们就是在座的有的同学，有的奉献者已经知道了一些关于Ekadasi的一些内容了。那么有的还没有什么知道比较少一点，所以我讲课的时候尽量不要让大家觉得很烦很无聊，就是没有东西了。
Ekadash means 11.
那么 Ekadash 的意思呢，是十一的意思。So
the Ekadasi fasting comes on the 11th day of the full moon and the 11th day of the new moon in the month.
所以呢 Ekadasi 的话呢，大概从满月开始，第十一天，还有新月开始第十一天，两个日子。
From that day, the 11th day of the new moon till the new moon and the 11th day of the full moon to the full moon, we find by the ocean that the waves are very high.
The new moon to the new moon.
11th day of the new moon.
To the full moon,
and the 11th day of the full moon to the new moon. We find that the waves in the ocean are very high.
那么从呢，就是我们一般农历说的十一到十五，新月的第十一天到满月。 那么这个时间，还有满月的第十一天，就是二十六量子，到二十八，就是说二十九量子，就是看月相，就是这个新月了。那么这个时间段的话，这个海水的潮是很高的。The
moon is pulling the water to it.
那么月亮的话，将这个水的话吸引过来。
On those days.
在这些就是这个日子，在这个期间。
So similarly, there's water in the body.
同样，我们的身体里面有很多水分的。
And if the water stays in the body by eating foods that absorb the water, then that by this some relationship with the moon, the food doesn't get digested properly and the person becomes sick.
那么如果在这些日子里面一个人吃的五谷比较多，因为五谷吸收这水分，很多的吸纳水分，那么它的水分就停留在这身体里面。
Or sicker if he's already sick.
或是一个人的病情会加重，如果他已经病了。
Gurudev said that in hospitals they've already did a study that within those days, 10 days of the month, 11th day to the new moon and the 11th day to the full moon, more people die in hospitals than any other days.
所以实际上Gurudev讲到了，从科学研究的角度来说的话呢， 从新月的第十一天到满月，以及从满月的第十一天到新月的话，这个日子实际上医院里面的死亡率是比较高的。
The grains act like a bladder or like a sponge that soak up the water, and the water retains in the body, and then by some relationship with the moon, the person gets sick.
那么这个五谷的话，吸纳这个水分，然后停留在躯体里面，再加上这个月亮引力的这个作用。 会令到一个人生病的。
Whereas when one doesn't eat grains or the other prohibited foodstuffs, the water leaves the body.
那么如果一个人在这个日子里面不吃五谷或少食五谷的话，那么他的水分很容易排出这个身体。
And then there's no problem.
然后就没有问题的。
So for health reasons, One is advised to fast from grains, beans, and these other foodstuffs on these 2 days a month.
哦，所以呢，从健康的角度来说哈，一个人呢这两天呢，哦，去戒食呢，辟谷哈，我们说戒食五谷啊，豆类的话呢，都是对身体有好处的。
Also, there are 11 senses.
同样的，我们讲到有十一种感官啊。
The 10 working senses and the 10 knowledge acquiring senses and the mind.
10 working senses.
Working senses are the two hands, two legs, the stomach, the belly, the anus, and the genitals.
有十个呢哈活动的感官了啊，包括我们的手啊，我们的脚啊。还有呢，杜甫等等啊。
And the 5 knowledge acquiring senses, the 2 eyes, the 2 ears, the nose, tongue, and the skin touch.
啊，五种呢哈，这个呢哈，获取知识的感官哈，我们说的这个呢，啊，口鼻耳啊等等，舌啊。
And the mind makes 11.
那么加上心意的话呢，是十项。
So the scriptures enjoin that on these 2 days, all the 11 senses has to be even more engaged in the service of the Lord.
所以经典讲到了哈，这十一项感官应该是五项的哈，这个呢活动的感官和五项的这个获取知识的感官啊，还有加上心意，总共十一项，都应该呢哈在这两天里面从事于灵性的活动。
And by doing that, it's a very, very powerfully auspicious day for making tremendous advancement.
那么通过这样做的话呢，这是一个很强有力的一个日子，可以让我们的灵性上的就是成就极大的进步的。
So Gurudev explained in Houston last year that Krishna was sort of taking a tour of the hellish planets.
那么在休斯顿的讲课里面，Gurudev讲到了其中一段了，讲到 Krishna 呢，曾经有一次的去到地狱里面，地狱星宿。
And he was seeing all the different hellish conditions, like people boiling in oil.
那么看到哈地狱的不同境况哈，看到有的人在油锅里面哈被炸。
People having become worms and they eat other worms and worms eat them.
哦，有的人变成了虫哈，被别的虫哈，那个恶虫哈吞噬啊。
People who were previously attached to sex life, having to embrace hot iron men and women while being whipped by the constables of Yamaraj.
啊，有的人哈就是生前的哈过度依附性生活的或被迫呢哈。拥抱那个哈烧红的哈，这个就是说呢，这个铜柱哈等等的，然后呢还被然后这个鬼族呢哈鞭打等等。
Those who cooked animals, having to be cooked.
哦，那些呢哈 cook other things. 如果呢哈就是烹煮其他动物的人哈，最后呢要被人烹煮回来。
Being thrown off a cliff and not dying, breaking into many pieces, and then being put back together again.And then being brought up to the top of the mountain and thrown off again and again like that.
所以有的人哈受到一种惩罚呢，是呢被带到像悬崖那样的高处哈，然后呢被扔下来后呢，哦就整个身体的哈就是呢粉身碎骨了哈，最后呢还没有死哈，因为他没有这个粗糙躯体，他死不了的。然后呢好就是凑回来后呢，还要带到上面去哈，还要再次呢被抛下来。
So seeing all this suffering of his sons and daughters, Krishna began to think.
所以看到哈这些呢哈就是众生的哈这些儿女啊哈这些受苦的话呢 ，Krishna 哈开始在想
，I must figure out a way to save them to deliver them。
要想出一个方法哈来拯救他们。
And thinking this way came to a conclusion。
那么最后呢哈得到一个结论
，I myself will become a day。
他说我自己本人会变成一个日子。
I myself will become a time period, and if anybody simply follows the very easy rules and regulations within this time period, then he can easily attain me.
他说，如果任何人哈在这个时间段里面哈遵守一定的规矩的话呢哈，他们可以轻易的得到我。
So he became that day, which is called the Ekadasi.
因此呢，是 Krishna 本人成为呢这个日子哈，成为了 Ekadasi.
So in other words, today, the Ekadasi is not a day.
所以今天这个日子的话呢，实际不能算是一个日子啊。
It's Krishna himself.
称为呢哈 ，Krishna 本人呢。
And it came out of the right side of Krishna's body.
哦，这个 Ekadasi 从呢哈 ，Krishna 的右侧呢哈，展现出来 ，right side.
It's even more important than Janmashtami.
甚至比呢哈 ，Krishna 显现日 Janmashtami 还要重要 ，Ekadasi.
That's how important is the observance of this day.
所以为什么说呢哈，这个呢哈，遵守 Ekadasi 的重要性哈，在这里。
Ekadasi preparations are also taken on appearance days, like a few days ago was the appearance day of Lord Ram.
那么在 Akatashi 仓的话呢，也是在哈主的这个显现日的话呢，会荣耀的哈。比如说前天呢，4月4号哈是呢这个呢主 Ram 的显现日。
Appearance days of the Lord's incarnations, and the Lord Himself, like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, Lord Nrisimha Day's appearance day.
包括这主要的哈这几个化身，我们都知道哈，像呢 Krishna 显现日啊，啊 Ram 的显现日，还有呢 Nrisimha 显现日哈，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现日。
And since I'd heard that sinful reactions to sinful activities, take shelter on grains on the day of Ekadasi, I asked Gurudev if that's also true on the appearance days of the Lord when we also observe the Ekadasi fast, but it's not Ekadasi.
嗯哼，当时呢哈，就是听到了哈，就是说呢，罪恶的话呢哈，罪恶活动的这个报应啊，都托庇于呢哈五谷啊哈，在 Ekadasi 那日。那我就问 Gurudev 这个问题，就是说呢，在啊主的显现日是否呢哈这个罪恶活动的这个反应的话呢，也是呢哈藏在这五谷之内呢？
And Gurudev said yes, and I also asked him if it's true for the other restricted foodstuffs that it's sinful reactions take shelter of these
other stuff.
restricted foodstuffs on that day, and he said yes.
那么关于呢就是说呢，其他 including the leafy
including
all these things.
Yeah.
那包括哈其他呢进食的哈一些食物了啊。比如说呢哈这个除了这叶类的菜哈等等啊，也是呢哈一样的啊，跟这个就是
I don't see chili on here. Is chili one of them? It's not on here. No, that's not one. That one. Okay. And like celery and other green. I don't see celery either. Green leafy vegetables.They look so innocent.
Why they keep bringing like the vegetables have this effect? But it's only grains.
No, it's all these.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know. It's Krishna's arrangement that if one can avoid it, he gets so much advancement. I don't know why. I'll find out and then I'll tell you.
I heard like beets, you know, because they're opulent.
Opulent.
Like beets.
Yeah.
They're opulent.
Oh.So then Gurudev told one story, one history of a very great powerful king who was very attached to observing Ekadasi.
Gurudev 讲到了哈这个呢伟大的国王哈，他非常呢就是说呢依附于哈就是遵守艾克达西这个戒食。
And the king's name was King Chitranga.
他称为呢哈 Chitranga.
And he had a son, a prince, named Rukmanga.
他有个儿子呢，叫 Rukmanga.
And also a very chaste wife, chaste and faithful wife.
有一个很贞洁的妻子。
And every time it was Ekadasi, he would send out his son to make an announcement to everyone in the kingdom to remind them.
那么每次的话，艾卡达西戒食日的话呢，他都叫他的儿子哈，就是颁发呢这个王命哈，就是说呢。向臣民哈布告哈，今天是艾克达西。
And he had a very pious kingdom.
所以他有一个很虔诚的王国。
So gradually, as the years went by, the king got older.
那么当哈这个呢年头久了后呢哈，这个国王哈就，就是说呢年纪很大了。
So now it's time for him to leave family life and become more renounced.
现在的话，该是他呢哈离开呢家居生活哈，变得更加气绝的时间了。
So as is the custom, when a man reaches a certain age, he leaves household life to perform austerities in the forest.
所以根据他们的习俗的话呢，就是当一个人到达一定年纪的话呢，他要放弃了家庭的生活，去到呢森林里面苦修等等。
So the king left, and in the forest, by the will of providence, he saw a very beautiful teenage girl.
那么这个国王哈就离开了哈这个王庭哈就是宫廷生活了哈等等呢，去到森林里面。那么急着命运的安排了哈，他遇到了一个非常美丽的少女啊。
Very charming and enchanting, and he became attracted to her.
非常的哈，就是呢有魅力的哈，就是说呢这个国王受到了这个女子的吸引。
And he asked, "Who are you?"
他就问哈，他说你是谁啊
？And she said, "I'm Mohini."
他说了我是 Mohini 啊。
And Mohini actually means enchantress.
Mohini, 这词意思就是迷惑者,
and he said, I'm looking for a husband.
她说呢, 我在找一个, 哦,
and her, by her bewitching presence, he said, well, I could marry you.
那么因为她这种, 就是说呢, 非常令人, 炫惑的, 晃惑的这种的, 举止的, 那么呢, 这国王说, 我可以娶你,
and she said, yes, you're such a great personality. I would like to marry you, but I have a condition.
那么这个女子呢, 就说了, 她说你是个了不起的人物, 我很高兴, 嫁给你, 但是呢, 有一个条件,
whatever I order you to do, you must do, otherwise I'll leave you.
她说呢, 无论我叫你做什么, 你就必须呢, 遵循的, 不然的话呢, 我会离开你。
So you know, when a man or a woman's in love, then everything seems to be just good forever.
那么当两个人, 坠入爱河的时候, 总是觉得, 这一切呢, 都是永恒的。
That it will be good forever.
或者是呢, 觉得, 一切都会好,
It's the nature of the illusory energy and lust.
那么这是色欲的, 这个幻觉能量的, 一个特征,
So he said, certainly, that's easy for me.
那么这个国王就答应了, 他说, 肯定的, 我可以做到, 这对我来说, 轻而易举。
So he married her and brought her back to his kingdom.
所以他呢, 娶了这个女子, 把她带到呢, 自己, 带回到自己的王国。
And his wife was so non-envious and so pure and chaste because of her piety and religion that she and her son both welcomed them.
But the king already left the family life. Again, he came back.
Again, he came back with his new wife.
Okay. 那么这个,
you can see the greatness of his wife.
王后的话呢, 非常贞洁的, 也非常的, 毫无嫉妒心, 欢迎他们两者呢, 回来。
So then they were all living in the palace for a while, and then the day of Ekadasi came.
所以他们在王宫里面住了一段日子, 就到艾克达西这一日了。And
the sun went out and made the announcement the day before Ekadasi.
所以呢，这个儿子的话呢, 也是像往常一样, 在艾克达西提前一天了, 通告了, 成名了, 艾克达西日。
And Mohini, the new wife, said, What is this nonsense, Ekadasi?
蒙尼尼呢, 这个新婚的妻子呢, 就说了, 这个艾克达西是什么胡说八道的东西,
People who don't have to be strong can follow Ekadasi, but a king who has to protect his kingdom should not follow Ekadasi.
Those who are not so strong, they should.
For those who can be weak, they can follow, but
他说,
those who have to be strong, they shouldn't follow Ekadasi.
他说那些, 就是软弱的人, 可以呢, 追随艾克达西, 那些呢, 很强壮的, 要很强壮的人的话呢, 不用允许这个艾克达西的, 像国王啊, 这些人。
And he was trying to convince her, but she wouldn't be convinced.
这国王呢, 试图呢, 劝服他这个, 新婚的这个妃子啦, 但是呢, 他呢, 不听, 这套。
Then she said, I'll even ask your Brahmin advisors, your ministers, saintly ministers, and let's see what they say.
The king said, okay.
She.
那么这个王妃呢, 说呢, 她说想问一下你们的宫廷的, 这个顾问, 看些聪明人, 怎么说?
So then she gave them a bribe and they agreed with her.
那么当然了, 她贿赂了, 这个宫廷的, 这个, 顾问的, 然后呢, 她呢, 这个顾问的话呢, 就, 站在她那边。
So the king wasn't interested in their opinion. He said, I don't care what anybody says, I'm going to follow Ekadasi.
但是呢, 这个国王的话呢, 不在乎他们, 他说, 我不在乎你们的意见, 无论如何呢, 我要遵守这个艾克达西的。
And if you would want to leave me, I don't care.
他说, 就算你要离开我, 我也不在乎。
So then the wife went to Mohini because she wanted her husband to be happy with her. She was so non-envious.
那么这个王妃, 这个皇后的话呢, 就去到 Mohini那里, 因为呢, 她就想自己的丈夫, 能够快乐嘛, 而且她也没有嫉妒心了, 她就去劝, 这个 Mohini.
And begged Mohini to stay with the king.
所以呢, 恳求呢, 这个皇, 皇妃, Mohini的话呢, 与国王, 在一起。
After, discussing back and forth, finally Mohini agreed.
那么互相, 讨论之间的话呢, Mohini呢, 就同意了。
But she said that there has to be one condition.
但是呢, 要有一个条件。
If you cut off the head of your son and present it to me, then I'll allow him to follow Ekadasi and at the same time I'll stay with him.
那说呢, 你如果能把你儿子的头砍下来, 给我的话, 那我就能同意, 留下来, 就是说呢, 他呢, 遵守艾卡德西, 我也同意留下来。
So the both the queen, the real queen, and the son both said, "Well, that's wonderful. What could be greater than to sacrifice our life for the glory of Ekadasi?"
那么这个皇后和呢她的儿子呢都觉得呢, 他说呢，如果能够呢去荣耀这个阿卡达西的话呢，这是呢自尊的荣幸，他们觉得这个安排是好的。
So they were very happy, but the king said, no way will I cut off the head of my son.
但是呢，他们两者都很高兴，很乐意的。但是的话呢，国王说，我不可能把我自己儿子的头给砍了。
But they convinced the king by saying this will be the glory of Akkadasi.
但是呢，他们两者呢劝服这个国王，说这将会是呢阿卡达西的荣耀。
So then the king was just about to cut off the head of his son.
当这个国王即将要砍去呢他儿子的这个头的时候，
when all of a sudden the great demigods, the rulers of the different universal functions and planets appeared in the palace.
那么这时候呢，这个呢，宇宙的管辖神子，各个半神人呢，同时呢，显现在这个宫殿里面。
And Lord Brahma, who is the head of all the demigods, and the secondary creator of the whole universe.
包括呢，主 Brahma, 是这个宇宙的，这个创造者了，
Who creates the bodies of all the different living entities according to their past fruitive activities.
根据呢，过往的，这个呢，果报活动，这个业报的话呢，他给每一个生灵的话呢，创造他们的身体。
He said, wait, this was a test.
他说，你们等一下，这是一个考试，测试。
This Mohini is actually an enchanting illusion created by me.
他说呢，这个 Mohini 的话呢，是一个呢，这种我创造出来的这个魔幻力量。
Just to test you, and you have passed the test.
他来呢，是为了测试你们，你们已经呢通过了这个考试。
That you're willing to sacrifice everything for Akkadasi.
你们准备好为 Akkadasi 的话呢，牺牲一切。
So that king went down in history as a great follower of Akkadasi.
所以在历史上的话，这个国王呢，以一个Akkadasi 的这个呢，伟大的遵循者的话呢，而闻名的。
So when Krishna was, in hell, seeing all the suffering, he said that anybody who follows the principles of Akkadasi, they will be delivered.
所以当 Krishna 在呢地狱的时候呢，他就是说呢，有了这种就承诺了，说任何人遵循 Akkadasi 的话呢，他们将免除这种痛苦。
And for anyone who doesn't follow Akkadasi, all of the results of their pious activities will go to Mohini.
That Mohini.
他
说呢，如果对那些不遵循 Akkadasi 的人他们所有的虔诚的活动的话呢，都照到这个 Mohini 的身上。
I think some of you know the story of King Amrish that we discussed yesterday.
This morning. 那么今天早上我们已经谈到了这个国王 Amrish 大军的故事。
He's very famous for his observance of Akkadasi.
那么他在历史上呢，也是以遵循阿卡达西戒时的话呢而闻名的。这个国王 Amrish.
We discussed that great powerful Brahmin, Durvasamuni, who he had to decide, should I offend the Brahmana and eat before him, or should I offend Akkadasi by not breaking the fast at the right time?
所以的话呢，这个国王呢，曾经也到了这种困境，就说呢，究竟是呢，去冒犯这个婆罗门呢，在他来之前呢，荣耀吃东西的，还是呢，去冒犯呢，这个Akkadasi呢，就是不在恰当的时间破戒。
And he decided that if I offend the Brahmana,Then I will surely go to hell for offending a Brahmana.
他说呢，如果我冒犯婆罗门我肯定要下地狱。
But as long as I follow Akkadasi, then even if I'm in hell, I'll be Krishna conscious. Bhakti will be with me, and I'll be protected from all miseries.
但是呢，他说如果我遵守阿卡达西的话呢，就像我下地狱的话呢，这个奉爱的话呢，也是跟着我的我将会的得到呢保护。
But if I offend Akkadasi by not breaking the fast at exactly the right time the next day, which was that day,
如果呢我不遵循的这个阿卡达西这恰当的时间就破戒了
Then I lose my bhakti. So even if I'm in heaven, or even though I'm the king of the world, I'll feel like I'm in hell without bhakti.
我没有奉爱的话呢就算我在天堂的话呢，也形同地狱因为没有这个奉爱。
So it's better to.Keep bhakti and not offend bhakti.
所以的话呢，他说呢，更好的话呢是保有这个 bhakti 和奉爱啊。
And Gurudev told the story that when he was in, he went to the hospital for something, and one of his disciples approached him.
那 Gurudev 讲的自己呢有段日子在医院里面住他的一个门徒呢就问他了。
She said, "Oh Gurudev, My son is very, very ill. Please bless him that he'll have good health.
那么这个奉献者呢，就对 Gurudev 说，他说他的儿子病得很重，请祝福他。
So Gurudev asked her, do you want me to bless him with good health? Or do you want me to bless him with bhakti, Krishna consciousness?
那 Gurudev 就问他，你想要我祝福他获得父爱，还是让我祝福他获得健康的身体？
So she said, oh Gurudev, please bless him with good health, because he's in such bad condition.
那么他就请求 Gurudev, 他说请祝福他身体健康，因为他的这个状态很糟糕，身体很差。
She was just frantic about his health.
因为他那天很着急，为自己儿子的身体很着急的。
So Gurudev said she was so unintelligent that she didn't know that if I would bless her son with bhakti, then health would also be included.
那么Gurudev说他没有智慧的。因为呢，如果呢一个圣人祝福你获得奉爱的话呢，实际上你的身体也包括在内。
As Prabhupada, our Prabhupada used to say, if your $100 problem is solved, then your $10 problem is automatically solved.
所以呢，帕帕德讲过如果你100万的这个问题解决了，那么10块钱的问题也会解决。
So similarly, if you have bhakti, then all your other activities are taken care of.
所以一个人如果真正拥有父爱的话他的这其他活动呢都已经得到照顾。
This is the definition of Shraddha or faith.
这是呢关于呢信心啊 Shraddha 的这个定义。
Which is the first stage of advancement in bhakti.
它被称为呢父爱的进步的第一阶段第一个台阶。
The definition of faith is that one has the firm conviction that simply by performing bhakti,all of my subsidiary activities are taken care of.
那么这个信心的定义呢，就是说呢，通过呢执行奉爱活动，我其他的附属的职责的话呢，都已经自动履行了。
Just as by watering the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are automatically watered.
就像我们讲到的一个例子，就是说你给那树的根浇水，那么呢其他枝叶都得到滋润。
Or by feeding the stomach, all the senses, all the other limbs of the body are nourished.
通过呢给胃里面送这个食物的话呢。那么整个身体的话呢，都得到了滋养。
Once in England, Gurudev called on me to explain that verse that about watering the root of the tree.
有次的话，在英国的话呢 ，Gurudev 叫我起来解释这个师节关于呢就是给的树的根浇水这个师节这个博伽梵歌一个师节。
And then while I was still standing up after I explained the verse a little bit, he asked me to explain another thing about that verse that I couldn't answer.
When you are concluding.
Then when I was still standing up in front of the audience, he asked me a question about that verse that I could not answer.
那么当时我还站在那里就说呢解释了。那么他就问了我一个问题在当场询问了我一个问题，我呢没办法回答。
He said if you simultaneously water the root of the tree, and at the same time water the leaves and flowers and branches, what's the harm since you're also watering the root?
他问的问题就是说呢，你同时给树的根和树的叶都浇水，那有什么坏处呢？
So I said nothing extra happens.
我就说了没有什么特别的。
So he said no, that's wrong. Something bad happens.
Something bad happens. When you wash the
bowl. If you water, when you do both, something bad happens.
Gurudev 说了他说呢有些不好的东西就是说你同时给叶和呢根呢浇水。
That is the flowers and the leaves become moldy.
他说呢这个叶子的话呢和花会变得发霉。
So for engaging in bhakti and also engaging in sense gratification, whatever engagement in sense gratification we're doing, serves to destroy itself and us.
那么如果你从事奉爱同时感官享受的话呢，实际上呢这个感官享受会摧毁我们。
He said, Can you laugh and blow out your cheeks at the same time?
Blow out your cheeks. Gurudev 说你能不能鼓腮和笑呢同时进行呢
？Can you do this?
笑和
laugh at the same time.
你说呢这两个动作你鼓腮和笑能不能同时做呢
？So, like suppose my family invites me for dinner and they're serving meat.
比如说呢家里人邀请我吃一顿饭里面有肉吃肉的请唱饭有肉的。
Or any other forbidden food stuff.
还有其他的不可以吃的东西的。
I'm engaging bhakti, I'm chanting, I do arti, I'm reading Gurudev's books and Prabhupada's books.
那我呢从事奉爱的我也是读一些书崇拜神像 阅读古鲁德帕帕德的书等等。
But I should also satisfy my family members.
那同时我要去满足呢家里人。
So then that satisfying them destroys them and me.
但是呢这种满足他们的话呢实际上呢把他们把我呢两者呢
Whereas if I wouldn't satisfy them in sense gratification, but I just do bhakti, then Krishna will deliver them.
但是实际上，如果我不去满足他们，而只是从事一份爱的话呢 ，Krishna 会来救他们的。
Just like Krishna delivered the father of Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, even though he kept trying to kill Prahlad.
就像哈 ，Krishna 呢，同样呢会拯救呢哈这个恶魔 Hiranyakashipu 哈这个父亲啊，尽管这个父亲哈一直呢想追杀他的儿子。
Prahlad was the 5-year-old pure devotee son of Hiranyakashipu.
而 Prahlad 不过是一个哈五岁的孩子哈，就是 Hiranyakashipu 哈这个呢。儿子啊，一个纯粹的奉献者。
And just because his son was a pure devotee, and he himself hated God, he tried to kill Prahlad in so many ways.
那么只是因为他的儿子是一个纯粹奉献者，而他本人的话呢，本身是很憎恨神的就说呢，想杀掉他自己儿子。
He threw him off a cliff. He threw him at the foot of an elephant. He threw him in a blizzard. He had his ministers throw big rocks at him.
他用各种方式尝试呢就是说杀害普拉达包括呢从悬崖上把他扔下来把他放到呢这个大象的 脚下用石头砸他用把他放到蛇堆里面去蛇坑里面。
And even though Prahlad knew what his father was like, when his father asked him what's the best thing you learned in school today, Prahlad said the best thing is to become a devotee of Krishna.
所以尽管他知道他父亲的本性呢但是呢当他父亲询问他你在学校里面学到最好的东西是什么的时候他依然如实说了他说呢最好的东西呢就是成为一个奉献者。
And leave your material household life which is full of anxieties.
放弃你的家居的生活因为这里面呢充满忧虑。
So even though his father was so bad, because Prahlad, kept being a devotee and didn't surrender to his father's desire that he stopped doing his bhakti, his father got liberated by the mercy of Prahlad.
也就是说呢 ，Prahlad 不会去满足他父亲的愿望欲望，而是真正的保持成为一个奉献者，所以他实际上也拯救了他的父亲。
So back to Amrish Maharaj, because he decided that it's better to offend the Brahman than it is to offend bhakti.That Brahmin powerful sage also became a devotee.
所以的话呢 ，Ambarish 大军的决策也是一样的他说呢，还是就是说呢，如果以其呢冒犯呢奉爱的话呢奉爱服务，不如呢冒犯这个婆罗门这个圣人。所以实际上因此的话呢，这个圣者呢也得到了拯救
So Ambarish Maharaj taught the glory of following Ekadasi.
所以 Ambarish 大军的这个生平的话呢，也告诉我们关于呢遵守 Ekadasi 的这个呢荣耀。
Sometimes we take medicines that have the restricted foodstuffs on the Ekadasi day, like honey or some kind of grain.
那么有时候呢我们吃这个药里面含有一些呢Ekadasi禁食的东西，比如说呢蜂蜜谷类的东西。
But if we would just follow Ekadasi strictly, then our health would also get better.
但是如果一个人真的下决心严格遵循Ekadasi的话呢？他的身体呢也会变得强壮。
Why? Because when your $100 problem is solved, then your $10 problems are automatically solved.
这也是回到刚才那个命题你100万的问题解决了，那么10块钱问题也会解决。
So do you have all this in your Chinese calendar?
They have. Some of them have, like they have the print in the internet. We put in a website.
Oh.So if any of you need to know what are the restricted foods and restricted spices on Ekadasi and you don't know how to connect with that, you could ask Jamuna and she'll explain it.
那么如果有的奉献者呢对于那些禁食的食物呢不太清楚的话呢可以问因为呢这个我们网站上也有一些东西那么也奉献者呢也打印出来了一些呢戒食的一些表格。
And even salt, we're supposed to take salt from a fresh container that wasn't used on the non-Ekadasi days.
甚至很严格的话这个盐呢都要分开盐呢 Ekadasi, 日用的盐和平时用的盐要分开。
And that goes for ginger or turmeric, all the other spices that can be used should be preferably taken from a new batch.
包括呢姜还有呢姜黄粉，这些都是 Ekadasi 可以用的这个香料， 哦，都应该是呢比较干净的哈，这个就是全新的哈，干净的这个呢，这个来源啊，不是跟平时混在一起用的。另外就是另外艾克达西用的。
So, do any of you have any questions about Ekadasi or preparing prashadam in general? What was it for you?
那么如果大家关于艾克达西戒食还有什么问题呢？
就说我们比如说一袋盐，我们用完了艾克达西了以后，在平时用完就可以了。
也可以啊，
下次我再用
再新的
也
可以，
是吧？
或者是你专门
姜啊什么，我现在用艾格达西的是用新来的，另外的，那要是我们平时的话就跟着用，
对，
用完了以后再另外买新的，
没问题，没问题。
哦，
还有用不完的歌都可以放。
We can also separate like after the sea salt. Like we use only during after the day, so also we on the ordinary days we don't use it. Also, 可以的，分开也是可以啊。就是说，比如说这个盐的话呢，这包盐就是艾克达西用的啊，就是单独放在一起也是可以。像他刚才那样子也是可以，就艾克达西就新的包装哦，平常用掉。芹菜啊，应该不可以。Oh, they use the green today, a little bit green, but no leaves. Don't use the.
What kind of green?
Stem. They use the stem, not the green.
Celery.
Yeah, celery. No. For street, because in this con previously they use all.
Well, in this con they don't do any of this.
Yeah. So it's for.
它是芹菜杆，没有叶子。
So for next time.
下次吧，哦，下次不要用。
它戒食就叫戒五谷，就叫戒食吧，还是非要全戒才叫戒食？
戒五谷类。
就叫戒食。
不是说全戒才叫戒食。
啊，
那
戒五谷
和
全戒
有什么区别？是 neutral and only restricted food. What's the difference?If you don't take restricted food, and another person do new job, what's the difference of the foreign ecstasy in these two standards?
The more austerities we can do, if our health permits it, then we're showing that we want to advance in bhakti.
It shows us we want to make advance.
We're showing.
By doing
the more austerities that we want to advance in bhakti.
所以其实呢，这个就是戒食哈，这一点的话呢，如果呢你的身体允许的话呢哈，你能做全戒的话呢，这只能是表示你想在这个奉爱上哈有更大的进步。
But if my health doesn't allow it, then I should take whatever my health requires.
但是如果身体不允许这样做的话呢哈，那就是应该根据身体条件来做的啊。
That's within the ecstasy rules and regulations.
啊，这是在呢哈这个 ecstasy 的这个呢规矩里面。
But if a person who's fully fasting and thinks I'm so great, and then a person who's taking the right kind of foods, and he's remembering Krishna on that day, always chanting, then we can't say that the person who's fasting is superior.
但是呢，如果一个人具有前戒哈，就想着自己很了不起哈，而另外一个人的话呢，他虽然吃这些食物哈，但是呢，他会一天哈更多的心思哈来的冥想哈，来的唱诵。那么呢，我们不能说那个全戒的人就更高了。
So, Krishna and his representatives are very intelligent. They calculate everything.
所以 Krishna 和他的哈这个代表的话呢哈，他们呢哈已经算计了好所有的东西了，算好所有东西了。
They calculate the austerity and they calculate the mood.
所以呢，他们既然计算了苦行这部分哈功德了，也计算了哈这个人的心态啊，执行苦行的心态等等啊，就是说做戒食等等的心态。
Like I used to fast on Ekadasi fully, but then my health went crazy the days after that. So I never told Gurudev that, but he ordered me don't fast fully on Ekadasi.
哦，当时呢我也做全戒的哈，但是呢我的身体啊在戒食第二天就很糟糕哈，都乱了哈，乱套了。那么 Gurudev 就叫我哈，就直接呢就告诉我不要这样做，不要这样戒。
So then what am I thinking about on Ekadasi? Because the real purpose of Ekadasi is The real purpose of everything is to become Krishna conscious. So I take advantage of that day by doing more chanting, remembering, hearing.
所以的话呢，我们要想一下哈，这个艾克达西戒持哈究竟有什么目的哈？实际上是更多的精力集中于呢哈这个灵性的这个哈活动。如果这一天我们能够呢哈专心致志的哈从事这些活动的话呢，那这是更好的哈。
Like Maharaj Ambarish, she's very famous for always observing Ekadasi under all conditions.
嗯，像 Ambarish 大军的话呢哈，在所有条件下呢都遵守这个艾克达西哈。
He always engaged all his senses and his mind in the service of his deity.
但是呢，他能够将所有感官完全从事于服务啊，从事他的这个对神像的服务等等。这是核心的。嗯。啊。
艾克达西戒秋葵到底什么东西搞的？请问弟弟是不是葵花籽？葵花籽也是秋天
的应该不是籽类的可以吃的。
那个不是
籽，
不是那个。
不是那个。
不是
咱们这边没有。
我没有，你没搞这本书，但是发给你看
了。秋葵应该不是那个葵花籽，不是那个，嗯，葵花籽是可以吃的，我们可以吃葵花籽肉，应该。那个大师。
嗯，还有就是，艾克达西，我们可以就是可以借半天，
可以啊，你借半天可以啊，没问题。
哦哦哦。有时候都要出去工作嘛，没办法。
哦，你说借半天什么意思？就是你还下半天你可以吃五谷啊。哦。哦，可以，那个没问题，那个不算了。
牛奶。
Carrots. Not so much. Not so much. No one mentioned about carrots. You can mention.
Okay. One other thing. Since we're talking about restricted foodstuffs that you may not be aware of yet.
嗯。还有一个呢哈，就是戒食的食物，大家可能不太清楚的哈，不太注意的。
And it's up to you if you want to follow it, but you'll advance in bhakti if you do.
哦，但是呢哈，就取决你自己哈，愿不愿意去跟这个了啊，就是说你在奉爱上要去进步的话。
Is not taking carrots.
就是那个胡萝卜，胡萝卜
okay.
不要吃胡萝卜。
And carrots, everybody thinks carrots is a very healthy, pure food.
因为很多人认为呢，胡萝卜是一个很健康的食物啊。
But according to Srila Gurudev and the scriptures, it's one of the restricted foods not only for Ekadasi but for always.
实际上呢，根据 Gurudev 和经典里面讲到，胡萝卜不仅是呢哈平时啊哦不吃啊不是不仅是艾克达西不吃，而且是平时不应该吃的。
If you all already know about this, I'm not going to discuss it. So first, I'll ask you, how many don't know about this?
有谁不知道这个的？举一下手。
You don't know about the restriction of carrots.
Why we should not take it?
I'm going to say, but I want to know if you already know.
他要说一下。
举手啊！
谁不知道的哈？胡萝卜为什么不吃胡萝卜
？Okay, so okay, that's enough.
I think most of them.
Yeah, most. Okay, so Gurudev said there's a history in the scriptures in the Puranas.
Oh, 这里面讲到了哈，《普拉纳经》里面的一段历史啊。
That one Brahmin was performing a sacrifice in the previous ages. They would, in order to test the efficacy or the effectiveness of a sacrifice, which was performed by the Brahmins for the betterment of all humankind, they would kill an old cow, and then at the end of the sacrifice.The cow would come back to life in a young, healthy body.
那么当时哈，在过往年代了，他们做这个祭祀的时候，为了哈，就是呢，检测哈这个婆罗门祭司啊，他的这个水平和资格了哈。那么他们会呢，将一个年老的老牛啊杀掉啊，一个母牛啊杀掉，在祭祀的时候，然后呢，最后呢，祭祀完后呢，这个牛呢，又重新获得一个全新的年轻的身体啊出来啊，这是考验他们的这个祭祀哈，这个呢这个水平的。
So this Brahmin in the days of yore.Was performing a sacrifice, and while he was performing the sacrifice and doing the mantras, the cow, the old cow, was lying dead.
He's already dead.
He's already dead.
He's not killed.
I mean, he was killed.
Okay.
But then he was going to get a new life by the end of the sacrifice.
所以呢，这个婆罗门哈，在做这个祭祀的时候呢，哈，这头老牛呢，哈，就是死掉了啊，这牛已经死了。
So in the meantime, while the cow was dead, the wife was pregnant.And you know it's a famous thing that pregnant ladies just like to eat everything.
那么哈，他的这个婆罗门祭司哈，这个婆罗门呢，他的妻子呢已经怀孕了哈。这怀孕的女人的话呢，可能就想吃什么东西都吃啊。
In my country, in America, they say that pregnant ladies like to eat pickles and ice cream. I don't know what it is in your country.
Pickle, 就
pickles.
Sour
it's kind of like a spicy cucumber that's soaked in some kind of vinegar.
Oh.他们就是说那些孕妇哈，口味有的，比如说像美国呢，他们喜欢吃一些酸的，哦，一些有些喜欢嗜好那冰淇淋的哦，就不同的嗜好了啊。
So anyway, this pregnant wife was very hungry, so she took a piece of the cow. She cut a piece out of the cow.
所以呢，这个哈孕妇的话呢哈，肚子饿了，她就切了哈这个死去的老牛啊一块东西啊一块肉下来。
But then she got afraid, so she threw it away.
但是呢，他最后害怕了哦，他就把它扔了啊。
So in the meantime, by the end of the sacrifice, the cow came back to life. The old cow got a fresh, young, new body.
啊，但是呢，后来祭祀完后呢，哈，这个老牛呢，确实也获得了一头哈，就是一个新的躯体啊。
But in his new, fresh, young body, there was a little piece of him that was missing.
但是呢，在这个身体呢，哈，这个新的身体里面呢，有一部分是缺了啊。
So that Brahman was a very elevated personality.So he went in a trance to see what happened.
那么这个婆罗门呢也是个很高的一个人哈，那么他进入呢入定后呢哈，去看一下这个原因怎么回事哈，这个牛哈就少了块肉。
And then he understood that the wife, what the wife did.
那么就明白哈是自己妻子的所为了啊。
So he made like a curse or a foretelling that there are the different parts of the cow.
嗯。
There's the blood, the bones, I forget there are two other parts.
嗯，那么这里面讲到哈，这个牛的哈肉、血啊和骨头啊等等。
And those two parts, and those four parts.
四个地方。
Would be comparable to onions, garlic, carrots, and red lentils.
Lentil, what's that?
Red lentil. It's one kind of a bean.
Bean.那么这四样东西哈，就是这个牛啊身上的血啊、肉啊、骨啊哈等等四样东西，那么就会进入呢，就是说呢，跟呢哈这葱啊、蒜啊、胡萝卜还有另外一种豆哈是匹配的啊。他说，就跟这个东西是一致的。
So these foods would be in the mode of ignorance, and if anybody eats them, he gets the results of eating meat.
所以的话呢，这属于愚昧形态的食物哈，就像我们借葱蒜一样啊，胡萝卜也是一类的。那么就是说呢，它类似于呢。就是说吃肉。
So Gurudev explained that if anyone eats carrots, he becomes violent and lusty, just like a person who eats meat.
Gurudev 讲到了哈，一个人如果吃这个胡萝卜的话呢，会变得哈，就是说呢，暴力和呢，色欲啊，跟吃肉一样的，跟冲上一样。
And then even after hearing this, some of the devotees around the world kept eating carrots. And when they were asked why, they said, because well, in India, the carrots are red, so you're not supposed to eat them because red is like blood.But in the West, carrots are very light orange, so it's okay.
嗯，但是就是说，一般奉献者哈，有的地方的奉献者的话呢哈，就听了这些呢，还是依然会去吃胡萝卜，因为他们说呢，印度的胡萝卜啊比较红啊，血红的啊，大家去看到这个。中国的话呢，可能西方呢是比较淡色的，黄色的啊那种。
So last summer when Gurudev was in Toronto, one of my god brothers, Prabhupada's disciples, was going on morning walks with him every day.
那么上一个去年哈，在多伦多的时候呢哈，就帕帕德的一个神兄弟这个门徒了哈，就是弟弟的一个神兄弟了哈，在一次呢这个清晨散步的时候。
So he wanted to ask Gurudev tell about the devotee's doubt that is it just the red carrot from India that's prohibited or is it also the light orange carrots from the West?
他就澄清这个问题啊，究竟呢是不是印度这种红萝卜才是禁食的哈，其他地方的这种呢稍微黄一点的这个红萝卜是不是可以吃的啊？
So in order that Gurudev would perfectly understand what he was talking about, he brought a carrot with him and pulled it out on the morning walk.
哦，那么为了哈，就 Gurudev 很清楚地回答这个问题，他亲自啊，他拔了一个胡萝卜，就是他们当地产的这种胡萝卜哈，给 Gurudev 看。
And then Gurudev said, "Well, they're not red, so it's not like blood. So you can offer it. I mean, you can eat it, but don't offer me any."
哦。那么 Gurudev 说哈，它没有那么红哈，不像血那样哈，血红的那种。但是的话呢，你们 you can eat, I don't offer.
You can eat it, but I don't take it. I don't take.
你们可以吃哈，但是我不吃啊，是这样说。
We don't take.
那个凤燕拔了一个胡萝卜给 Gurudev。
So then you know he let it go. He thought, wow, it's okay. But then the next day, you know, he thought about it, and he said to Gurudev.
哦，那么这个奉献者呢哈就放下了哈，他就说哦可以吃的哦。那么第二天呢，他又想了想，又问了 Gurudev。
Okay, Gurudev, you said we could take it, but you don't take it. So if we're going to offer our prasadam, through you to Krishna and you're not taking it, well then it's not going to be prasadam.
那么这奉献就说了哈，那你不吃我们可以吃哈，但是呢我们供奉食物呢是通过你哈供奉给 Krishna 啊，那么下来的话那这就不是 prasadam 哈，这个你没有接受吗？
So Gurudev said yes, that's the question, that's the thing.
Gurudev 就说就是这样子啊。
So those are all the things that I know about it.
啊，这就是我的哈所知道的东西，讲给你们听。
结论呢还是不能吃吧？
不能吃。
So what's the conclusion?
Prohibited.
好，那个还得没事。So about mushroom also.
Mushrooms also is in the mode of ignorance. That I learned when I first joined Prabhupada in 1966. I learned that.
嗯，这也属于愚昧形态是。对，都是菌类的。Many devotees take mushrooms, different mushrooms.
The mode of ignorance brings down our consciousness.
这是愚昧形态食物。冬虫夏草，也是属于菌类吧？菌类和植物的结合体。
Sometimes devotees ask, why didn't our Prabhupada prohibit carrots?
那么当时帕帕德那个奉献者问，为什么帕帕德呢没有禁止呢吃胡萝卜呢？
So they're thinking that Gurudev is not following Prabhupada. 嗯。
哦，所以他们有时候就因为这一点就觉得哈，Gurudev没有遵循帕帕德。
So he explained that when Prabhupada was starting with all the devotees, there was no like older devotees, there was no structure, there was no institution.
嗯。
Everybody was brand new.
那么当时呢，帕帕德哈收进来的门徒的话很新的，没有呢哈资深的奉献者等等的哈去指导的，全都是新人。
And he was giving them so many rules and regulations. That he wanted to wait on that one.
嗯。
He was already giving them so.
因为他帕帕德就说当时已经给了很多规矩了哈，已经够多了，所以这些东西的话呢，他后面他都是保留的啊，放在后面。
Like the goal of life is not to follow rules and regulations. The rules and regulations assist to make the mind and senses available for following bhakti.
因为我们本身的目的呢，并不是为了哈守规矩啊，而是守规矩的话呢，让我们的啊心意啊，还有呢哈感官等等的哈准备好啊，去做一些东西。
So now it's 7 o'clock. Should we continue or should we stop here?
Stop now.
Does she have to go?
Yeah.
Did I say something wrong and that's where you're going? Because I said carrots aren't good.
That business.
Okay. Can she get prasadam before she goes?
Prasadam 准备好了吗？她可以拿一点prasadam走。没有。
哦，
那
个。
可以
有。讲到那个心意，我想提问一点。
嗯。
在我们平常聚会啊这种是吧？原来就是应该是什么？做菩萨党的话呢，应该是婆罗门才有资格做，是吧？
嗯。
那如果是不是婆罗门的话呢，就没有这个资格去做。
嗯。
但是我们偏偏呢，有时候呢，我们又没有这个条件。
嗯。
另外一个呢，做菩萨党的人，那心也很混乱啊。
啊。
很急急动动，那我们吃了菩萨党，我们不是也？
Said previously, as the rules is that only the brahmana, only those who get diksha, can enter in the kitchen and cook. But those who are, you know, but now that we don't have this privilege, because many people maybe didn't got, you know, they're young, new, they may be helping in the kitchen, and their mind that disturbs, you know, their mind is are not so peaceful.By the cooking, so we also take this prasadam, our mind will also be disturbed.
So the question is that the actual standard is that only a brahmana should be in the kitchen and others can assist in chopping and other things outside the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But now because of
many situations
of necessity, non-brahman devotees
mm-hmm.
are in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So that their mood is not Krishna conscious, mm-hmm. and so does that disturb the takers of prasadam later?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Yeah.
So the thing is, even If it's necessity, then it's necessity.
如果是必须，比如说呢，一定要这样子做了，那就可以这样做哈。如果没必要，还是应该呢，真正的就是说，奉献者，主厨啊，一定要是奉献主厨，就最好是二次启迪的啊。
So it's up to the more experienced devotees to, assist the newer devotees in having good consciousness in the kitchen.
甚至呢哈，就算是这个呢哈，新人掌厨的话呢，年长的奉献者呢，也稍微哈，就是说呢，协助啊。来调整这个心态调整这个厨房里面他煮菜的时候这个心态。
And having good consciousness out of the kitchen.
在他呢这个呢厨房里面呢有一个好的心态。
In a few days ago when Gurudev was in China, he said that senior devotees have a great responsibility to help all the younger ones so that they don't become weak.
那么呢 Gurudev 呢在呢广州的时候呢实际上在有一次的见面上呢我不知道是不是你们这一次就是说呢他讲到了就是说呢团队里面就是说这个团体里面的话呢年长的奉献者呢应该要去帮助新人要去帮。
One thing you might want to do for the atmosphere in the kitchen is play a CD of Kirtan or Bhajan.
甚至你们可以在那个厨房放一点歌Kirtan的歌你调整里面的这个呢气氛而不是呢就是闲杂聊各种各样的东西出来。
And very humbly, and respectfully request everybody in the kitchen that because this is Radharani's kitchen, these are the following ways that we can remember that this is Radharani's kitchen, and that way we can make advancement.
因为我们要记得这是 Radharani 的厨房你记得这是 Radharani 的厨房，而且经常是想的这点的时候呢，你才能够进步的。
Krishna only eats foodstuffs that have been prepared by Radharani.
因为 Krishna 只会去吃这个 Radharani 呢烹煮的这个食物。
That's why Mother Yasoda invites Radharani and her associates to come every day to Krishna's palace and cook for him.
所以呢，这就是为什么 Yasoda 妈妈邀请Radharani 呢和她的这个呢同游每天呢来这个呢南达府去煮饭。
She had gotten a benediction from Durvasa Muni that if anybody ate her cooking, would eat her cooking.They would be undefeatable by demons or anybody else, and they'd have a long life and good health, and be very beautiful and strong.
因为呢哈，拉多拉尼的话呢，得到这个多阿萨穆尼的祝福哈，任何人吃他烹煮的食物的话呢，都能够不会被任何恶魔不会被任何人击败而且是长寿健康和快乐的。
So Mother Yasoda knew this, so she always tried to make arrangements so that Radharani could come and cook every day.
所以也是我的妈妈也知道这一点所以安排呢每天呢实际上是由呢 Radharani 掌厨来煮饭。
So Radharani comes to cook every morning and she brings her millions of sakis and maid servants with her.
所以呢 Radharani 每天来呢南达府呢煮饭而且呢她带来她呢无数的这些呢 saki 这些牧牛女同伴等等。
Then when she's cooking in the kitchen, she's cooking on thousands of stoves at the same time.
所以她在呢厨房里面有数千个这个炉灶烹煮。
And she's going from one to the other, mixing something and putting spices someplace else.
那在每一个锅里面就是说呢搅拌也好放香料等等。
Turning the heat higher or lower someplace else.
这个火呢或高或低
And even though it's very hot, you can imagine with all those thousands of stoves, still Radharani is feeling very fresh and cool because she's serving Krishna.
尽管呢 Radharani 就说呢这里面有很多炉灶很热但是呢她因为呢服务 Krishna 而呢是很清凉的。
Whereas in the afternoon, when she's with Krishna and then she has to leave him, she feels so much heat of separation that even though her sakis lie her down on very cooling lotus petals, and put cooling camphor on her body, she still burns up, and the camphor becomes like dust.
在下午的时候呢，即将离去的时候的话呢，尽管她的牧牛女同伴呢，将她放在这个莲花瓣上，全身涂上檀香浆液，但是依然因为这种的分离的高烧这檀香浆都化成了这个灰烬。
And while she's cooking, she's thinking how Krishna will be satisfied with this preparation and that preparation.
所以当 Radharani 呢煮饭的时候呢，她是想着Krishna 有没有呢就是说受到这个呢食物的呢这个呢就满意这个食物
And her maid servant is there and saying to her, "Isn't it amazing how when you were feeling separation from Krishna, you burnt to dust, even cooling lotus petals and camphor, And now you're cooking in the hot stoves and you're feeling cool and fresh.
所以他有的牧牛哈女的这个同伴的话就对他说了，哦，难道这不是很令人惊讶吗？哈，当你呢感到分离的时候呢，身上哈他涂着檀香浆液哈，依然会呢哈，就说呢化为灰烬啊。但是现在你呢为 Krishna 煮饭的时候呢哈，几千个炉灶呢，你哈依然是清凉的。
And they would assist Radharani by cutting the vegetables and getting the wood.
嗯，所以这些牧牛女的话呢是协作的关系哈，协助呢他切菜啊哈，还有呢拾柴火等等。
Placing all the ingredients on the counter for her.
还有呢哈，将这些哈不同的这个呢原料的话呢，放在不同的地方给她准备好。
So we consider that our kitchen is also actually Radharani's kitchen.
所以呢，我们也把我们的厨房哈，就是神像的厨房的话，看成是呢 Radharani 的厨房。
And our Gurudev is one of those maid servants in his spiritually perfected form as a gopi. He's also assisting Radharani in the kitchen in Goloka Vrindavan.
而我们咕噜的话呢，也是哈，其中呢 ，Radharani 在呢哈灵性世界的这个厨房中的其中一个助手。
And he also assists Radharani in being in the kitchen while Krishna's cooking and passing all the prasadam to Rohini.Or any of the elderly gopis who's going to be serving out Krishna and his friends.
那他也是哈，其中一个呢哈，将那菩萨等哈端出来哈，哦，发给派发给了哈其他像摩希尼哈、罗希尼等等其他的啊同游的这个一个人物。
So our goal of life is to be the assistant of our Gurudev in his service to Radharani.
所以我们呢，实际上呢，我们的目标的话呢哈，是成为呢哦 Gurudev 呢服务 Radharani 的一个呢哈助手。
So we can't imitate that and imagine that we're already Manjaris.
但我们啊不能够去模仿和想象呢，我现在就是一个牧牛女哈，一个 Manjari 等等。
But remembering the glory of that the service that we're doing, because that's what the maid servants of Radharani do up in Goloka Vrindavan.
啊，但是
remembering how glorious the service is.
我们记得哈这项服务的荣耀哈，这项服务的话呢，就是呢 Radharani 哈与他的女仆呢哈在 Goloka Vrindavan 所做的事。
When we go into the kitchen, we try and remember that it's the same thing as going on to the altar.
所以的话呢，我们进厨房的时候想着这事情呢，就说呢，就像呢，我们走向神台一样的啊，这个荣耀。
And even though we can't engage in Raghunuga Bhakti, which is meditation and trance and meditating on our spiritually perfected form. In the kitchen with Radharani, we're not on that level.
虽然我们并不是哈在那个层面哈，就立即的哈进入自发性风爱的这种层面啊，显得我已经在那个哦地方了。
So because we want to be on that level, we're very strict in following the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti now, with the aim and objective of coming to that platform.
但是呢，我们想达到那个层面哈，所以现在我们追随的哈 Vaidhi Bhakti 哈规范风爱。内心中有这个愿望和目标哈，去呢达到哈自发性风爱的这个目的。
Me and my god sister once asked Prabhupada that, is it true that, if something falls on the floor, and then you pick it up, is it okay to what?If you touch your clothing, is it okay? Do you have to wash your hands before touching any of the Lord's pots and pans?
Touching your clothes.
If I touch my clothes, then do I have to wash my hands before touching one of the serving spoons or a pot?
Means when we are serving, we touch our.
No, while I'm cooking in the kitchen, if I touch my clothes, then do I have to wash my hands before touching a Krishna's spoon or pot while I'm cooking?
他说呢哈，你煮饭的时候呢，如果你碰你的衣服哈等等的话呢，是否要洗手哈才去呢碰这些锅灶锅碗？
So Prabhupada said, if your clothes are clean, then no. But if your clothes are dirty, you shouldn't even be in the kitchen.
爸爸的说哈，如果你的衣服是干净的哈，那就不用哈。如果你衣服是脏的，你甚至不能够进入这个厨房。
Then he said there are so many rules and regulations that if I tell you about them, you would faint.
但是呢，他说了哈，他说有很多规矩哈，如果我全告诉你的话呢哈，你就会晕倒。
So do what you know, and make up the balance by chanting Hare Krishna and gradually. spontaneously or naturally, the proper behavioral information will come to you and you'll be able to follow it.
所以呢，就是说呢，你然后就在知道多少的话呢，哈，先做多少，然后呢，在唱诵圣名的过程中呢，哈，希望恰当的信息哈能够进来的话，你自发性的进行调整和呢更改过来，就遵循一个规范
So then in Radharani's kitchen, we should only talk about Krishna if we have to talk, except about service, like can I have some salt?
所以在厨房里面呢，只能是应该谈论 Krishna 和呢哈这个服务相关的内容，比如说呢哈盐啊和配料要一些哪些，不要谈一些过多其他的话题。
So if we give so much of this nectar to new people who are cooking under our guidance, and very respectfully and humbly tell them the rules and regulations, then that should help a lot.
所以呢，如果我们对一些就是说呢新人的话呢哈，可以呢把这些话题哈就是清楚的讲明白，让他们能够呢哈就是跟随帮助他们。
Is that okay?
回答到一些问题吗？
Mukura, did your friend leave because I was talking about carrots?
他说你刚才那朋友离开是要有事吗？还是因为我们谈论的问题？
他本来上课之前就要走了。
哦、，before class she already want to go.
At that particular time. Okay.
我说的
问题。
She wasn't upset or anything.
That's something to do.
Okay. She wasn't disturbed.
他听这个命题有没有觉得不合适啊？比如说我们说胡萝卜都不能吃啊，等等。
现在
没有，
他还没有全素。
She's not vegetarian, so it's just not vegetarian.
Oh, so the whole thing was new for her. She wasn't disturbed though.
他没有受到骚扰吧？没有。
给了
还
没上
呢。他昨天是这样。他没有上，没有来，我叫他来听课，他没有来。他说他妈妈那里因为做清明节啊，要去做拜他妈妈。后来他在家里面就烧香，烧香很奇怪，他说那香炉啊就烂了。昨天上课的时候他说香炉烂，我说好啊好啊，烂了你就知道了，应该你来听课，其实啊不应该听的。还有说，我跟他这样说啊。
So talking about other things, about the person.
Okay. whenever Gurudev meets a new person, and he knows that they eat meat, he does the me eat thing. You know about that? Me eat?
Me eat.
They all know?
Yeah, they hear something. Gurudev speak also.
Okay.
Initiation. You want to tell them?
You all know about me eat, right?
你们都听过 Gurudev 讲的一个例子哈，就是 me eat.我吃。
Whenever he meets a non-vegetarian, he says, "Do you know what meat is? Me eat."
所以呢，古典见到呢哈，一些没有吃素的人的话呢，一般都会哈说这个，你知道肉是什么意思哈？就是我吃。
Whatever animals I eat, they will come back in their next life and eat me.
也就是说呢哈，我吃的东西的话呢哈，下辈子的话呢会来吃我。
He says the same thing to everybody.
实际上对每个人来说都是一样。I see new people maybe is too strong.
That's
good
strong,
they can preach.
Yeah. And we are. For us, we can say that even if you're not a vegetarian, it doesn't matter right now. You can chant Hare Krishna and that will purify you.
当然这个是就是说一个圣人可以这样很直截了当的跟一个人说他直截了当。但我们的话呢跟这些新人的话呢没有吃素的，你就可以说你现在没有吃素也没要紧先唱诵圣名。
And then if by knowledge you can convince them to chant, then the chanting will...break down a lot of walls.
因为呢，这唱诵圣名之后的话呢，哈，这个圣名本身可以呢，哈，拆掉很多墙啊，拆掉这些东西，把这些东西拆掉。你这个问题？
就是受这个之间，这个期间，如果是生病个，要吃药，要喝水，那又不能喝水。
有可以喝水，怎么不可以喝水啊？这是戒五谷啊。不是全戒，
就是有时间你要水也不喝了，这种情况下来。
哦，就有的时候水都不能喝的情况下，能不能喝水是吧？
哦，比如说得了啥子重病了。
哦。这是可以，没问题的。
肯定可以。
He said if someone is really sick, they have to take water, medicine, and if sometimes we have to full fast in a near jail, then should he drink water and take medicine?
Whatever you need for health is fine.
如果你为健康的缘故是可以的，没问题的。
哦。
That's why I said that Gurudev ordered me not to follow Ekadasi because my body couldn't tolerate it.
就是说呢，后来呢 ，Gurudev 为什么叫我不要做前戒，也是这个缘故哈，因为你身体不能承受。哦，他就叫他干脆不要这样做。
哦，像我今天我这几天有点腰椎感染，之前感受有，那个头一可以说多喝水吧。
对对对。
我今天都喝，我是。
可以没问题，今天可以喝水啊，怎么不可以喝水？
可以喝水。
饭都吃了，不是那个就是我们阿克大喜昌都吃了，你可以喝水没问题。
嗯。
食物吃那个
汽
水。嗯。
Yes, she has some infection in the urine system. Have to drink water much as possible.
You can eat, you can take food also as long as it's within the Ekadasi foods. You don't have to worry about that.
你甚至可以吃食物的话呢，喝水没问题的。就像是有时候全戒的时候，如果身体不允许，还是可以吃水喝水。
Then don't worry.
不用担心这一点。
Fasting is only for those whose health allows it.
戒食的话呢，如果就这种全戒也好哈，戒水也好，也是身体允许的情况下，啊，甚至一些显现日啊，如果你做不到哈，就全戒当那日子也是可以喝点水的啊，没问题的。
And if you're remembering Krishna all day, reading, chanting, remembering, hearing, then you're better than a person who fasts all day and doesn't.
如果呢哈，如果你一天能够呢哈去记住 Krishna, 去唱诵他圣名，好过呢哈，你戒食了后什么都做不了。
So don't worry at all.
所以不用担心这一点。Some mentioned about like Gopnim or Jamastani, their health could not allow them to do full fast. It also can drink.
That's fine. Because if your health isn't good, how can you remember Krishna?
因为你身体不健康的话呢，你记不住 Krishna 的哈。我们这种程度啊，我们这种水平，身体的那个骚扰很大的，对吧？
你在爱跟当体是这一天在吉祥日子呢？在这吉祥日子里面，就是说呢，如果是自由时间自由选择自由的状况下，就是说你倾向于更多的去唱诵这个拉达拉尼的这些歌，或者是想有意识的很想去唱这些，然后呢去祈祷，得到成为拉达拉尼的这个女仆，这样子的话，我现在这样子，现在我知道我是很低落，我没有这个资格，但是我想这样去做，这样的话呢，是不是？
So in Ekadasi, can we pray, like, you know, we can sing more bhajan about Radharani, glorify her, and pray for service, you know, like his maid servant. It's okay for this. I did this in Ekadasi.
That's okay to do all the time. In fact, Gurudev wants us to do that all the time.
这个不仅是 Ekadasi 哈，所有时间你都可以做的。
Gurudev 想好。And on Ekadasi, everything has special effect.
只是 Ekadasi 然后有特别的这个哈，就是功效。
Because Krishna's making that day easy to advance by doing the same things that we do other days, who make more advancement doing it on Ekadasi.
也就是说呢 ，Krishna 只是呢哈，就是成就这个方便，然后给我们，让我们在这天所做的事情的话呢，哦，比其他的时间做的话呢，效果要更好，进步更大。
嗯。
Ekadasi
这一天是全天的喝，是不是连水也不喝？但是刷牙，也不能刷牙，有没有这一说法？
It's for new gel, we can for new gel, who thought can we wash our teeth? And somebody said, you know, you should not even wash, you just touch the water, and different things. And also the archman, you know, we have to drink, sip the water, can we drink if we do new gel?
I think I'll have to find that out from Gurudev. I'll write to Brajanath.Tomorrow morning, and hopefully he'll get an answer right back to us.
那么我得可能再问一下 Gurudev 哈，这个关于呢这个 Ekadasi 全戒能不能刷牙，还有呢喝这个阿赤门的水。
啊，那个
侄女
什么？刷牙，
应该刷牙应该是可以的。
沐浴还是得要打起那些沐浴，那些打一些不刷牙，
得
要打起那些沐浴。
沐浴啊，
好。
Also taking bath. Of course, we have to take bath. 应该要洗澡的哈，这个没问题。
本来要洗澡，沐浴。
是
啊。
是吗
？But I'll find out that for you tomorrow. I hope.
要写一封信哈，问一下。如果这个是个问题。
Regarding Lalit Kumar Prabhu's question, Gurudev said that when we're chanting our rounds.Or chanting kirtan, Hare Krishna, it's good to be thinking of the various prayers for pure service and pure Braj Bhakti and service to Radharani.
所以他刚提到的话，当我们唱诵圣名的时候的话呢，实际上我们应该去哈回想起呢这些祈祷文哈，就是说祈求呢纯粹的服务哈和Braj Bhakti 的这种呢哈祈祷。
For example, we saw three new prayers today and yesterday.
就像今天我们讲课之前呢念的这三个祷文。
On page 11 of the songbook, Ha Devika Kubarga Gariya Javacha, and the prayer to Tulsi Devi, the prayer to Sukadeva Goswami.
像呢哈，这个呢 ，Vinda 女神巴赞歌第八世节啊，还有呢哈，对Radharani Gandavika 女神的这个祈祷，还有呢，一个是对 Guru 的祈祷啊，三个祷文。
There's also prayers to Govardhan, prayers in the songbook, in the beginning in the Mangalacharna section, prayers to Govardhan, prayers to Jamuna, prayers to Gopiswara Mahadev, prayers to Yogamaya.
有很多哈，其他祈祷文呢哈，针对呢像呢Govardhan山啊、Yamuna 河，还有呢哈。Yoga Maya, 等等。
Prayers to Navadvi, prayers to Nityananda Prabhu, prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
还有呢哈，对 Navadvi 圣地的祈祷，还有呢对 Nityananda Prabhu 和 Mahaprabhu 的祈祷。
Prayers to Guru.
还有呢对 Guru 的祈祷。
So Gurudev said it's good to remember those prayers, either in Sanskrit or in your local language, while we're chanting Hare Krishna.
Gurudev 说的话，你念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，你能够想起哈这个记起呢这些呢祷文呢都是很好的。
I sang to Gurudev one prayer to Govardhan, where we're praying that you are the witness 24 hours a day of Radha's and Krishna's beautiful pastimes.
You sang.
I said that. Well, I said what the prayer is, and I'm just saying the translation. So please give me a place at your lotus feet so that I can also witness their pastimes. I said, is that okay to chant, to think about while chanting Hare Krishna?
所以当时我问 Guru Dev 呢，说呢哈，这个是《噶瓦丹山八藏歌》里面其中一个师姐哈，就讲到了哦，噶瓦丹山哈，你呢是呢哦，你 Radha Krishna 逍遥时光的哈，这个24小时的见证者哈，我祈求在你的哈这个呢旁边呢能有一个哈，就是说呢能够在你的哦，就是说旁边哈安住下来。那么这是其中一个哦祈祷，我就问 Guru Dev 念诵的时候能不能哈想这些祈祷文。
I said, is it okay to pray to Govardhan while I'm chanting Hare Krishna?
哦，当我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，可不可以向 Govardhan 山做这个祈祷
？So Gurudev said, you can pray to anyone who can help you.
Gurudev 说，你可以向任何能够帮你的人祈祷。
Because Govardhan is there in the Hare Krishna mantra, because the Hare Krishna mantra has all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
因为呢，在 Hare Krishna mantra 里面呢 ，Govardhan 山也在里面的。哦，因为这个曼陀罗里面包含所有的逍遥时光和所有的哦这些圣者。哦、
Because Radha and Krishna are absolute, that means their pastimes are not different from their name. So all the pastimes are there in their names.
所以呢，既然哈 Krishna 的话呢 ，Radha Krishna 是绝对的，那么他的逍遥时光呢，跟他圣名没有分别，哦、也都在圣名里面。
And if their pastimes are there, then their associates are also there, and who associate with them in the pastimes.
那么逍遥时光哈，既然在那里的话呢，他的同游的话呢，也在那里。
So we said we can pray to Jamuna, pray to Yogamaya, pray to Govardhan, for the ultimate attainment or goal of life that we want while we're chanting Hare Krishna, and especially on Ekadasi.
所以呢，我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，哈，啊，我们可以向所有这些人祈祷，尤其是 Ekadasi 啊，这日子。
Should we end now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So now we'll end, and oh, Govinda came at the right time.
所以我们现在结束啊，时间比较晚。
And we'll have a few minutes kirtan.
我们 kirtan
不晓得，
可以关下窗也可以。
So is everybody happy and okay, or is anybody disturbed by anything I said?
I think it's okay.
Can you ask?
哦，他说你们听这些话题的话呢，能接受吗？还是你觉得心里不舒服
？Okay.
哦。
Okay.Take your time.
Because sometimes the preachers don't like restrict them, like somebody taking mushroom, you know, carrot, but they don't like directly speak too much.
Well, everything has its time.
Yeah, has its time.
Thank you. Thank you.